The current issue of the journal Science reveals a startling piece of news. Men are good for something. There's a species of worm known as the nematode. The population is 99% hermaphrodite. They're basically females with two X chromosomes that can produce their own sperm and fertilize themselves. No males necessary. But for some reason, about 0.1% of the nematode population is male, and they have to reproduce sexually. So why does the species keep producing males if they're not necessary for reproduction? Scientists at the University of Wisconsin and the University of Alberta think they've figured that one out. Elizabeth Goodwin is senior author of the article in the journal Science, and she joins us. Welcome.
Hi.
Give us a picture of the nematode at a glance. What is this little creature?
The nematode is small, and it's only about a millimeter long, the one we study, which is called Cenorhabditis elegans. Normally, this little worm would be found in the wild, in the dirt. It lives in the dirt, and it eats bacteria. And it's a great system for us to use in the laboratory because it has a short lifespan, and also it's transparent, so we can see what's going on inside the worm as it grows and develops.
Tell us about your study.
Our study investigated the question of, was there an advantage for sexual reproduction? In other words, we were interested in asking, were babies produced from self-fertilization, did they have different properties than babies produced from cross-fertilization? And what we found that indeed that animals that came from a sexual reproduction where a male mated with hermaphrodite were more flexible in their developmental abilities than that coming from self-fertilization by just a hermaphrodite. Can an animal that would normally develop as a hermaphrodite, a baby, would it now, because of the environment, be transformed into a male?
And you found that happens?
Yes, actually it does. And it only happens when the baby came from the sexual reproduction and the self-progeny baby were not able to be transformed from a hermaphrodite into a male.
Why would they transform into a male?
You know, that's a really good question. We don't actually know, but one idea is that males are more active and they forage farther. They go farther distances than a hermaphrodite. Essentially, the hermaphrodite, although it moves, it doesn't move very much, and it's kind of the couch potato of the worm world. And so perhaps in this environment, the males can go farther distances and find either different environments or perhaps other hermaphrodites.
So if food is in short supply, a male can there and get it.
Yeah.
So what does it all mean? What's the big picture?
Well, the big picture is that sex is good. There's a benefit for having sexual reproduction in the sense of it allows developmental flexibility in the animal.
Elizabeth Goodwin is a professor of genetics at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. She joined us from member station WHA in Madison. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.